Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Your 1 Minute. I'm your host, George Robbins, and this is the show where you get to call in and tell us all about your business and what would be a good lead for you and how to get in contact with you. This is about stimulating business and getting business started, and that's what we're doing here. So you can call us at 347-215-8709. Again, that's 347-215-8709. And we'll put you on the air and let all of America, in fact, the whole world, know all about you and your business. It's also a great place if you're looking for work. You can come on and let us know what your qualifications are. We have businesses that listen. As Your 1 Minute is all about promoting businesses, we're also about promoting employment. That's right. So there are plenty of opportunities out there, and we hope you can join us as well. Once again, that number is 347-215-8709. You can also join us on your1minute.com. That's Y-O-U-R, the number one, minute.com. And there you can create your own profile page and, let us know, put your resume up there, maybe put some products and services for sale up there. And every time you post, whether you put up a blog or a photograph or you like something in there, it will notify all of the Your 1 Minute members across all of our various social networks. Just one post, that's all you need, folks. All right. Well, tonight we've got several folks that are calling in. There's some big deals that went through, and we actually, had a chance to, talk with Calithia Jenkins again, who is the host of Bill Grow and Enjoy Radio, and they've got some big plans going on out there in the cyber world and in the real world, talking about going off on tour and such. And, we've got some great connections that have happened recently with a group that will be coming on shortly about federal grants, and also Visionary People are launching a whole new look in January. So we'll talk about a lot of that. But before we get to Calithia and your phone calls, we're going to go ahead and get these bills taken care of right out of the way. I want to welcome a new sponsor, Al Simon. Al Simon runs a great sales company out of Dunwoody area. So we're going to go ahead and give Al his first commercial. How about that? All right, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Again, that number is 347-215-8709. You're listening to Your 1 Minute. I'm George Robbins.
Hi, this is Al Simon, president of Simon Incorporated. Are you frustrated because you're trying to build a pipeline for business for next quarter and not sure how to go about doing that? Or are you concerned because you seem to be wasting an awful lot of time chasing unqualified prospects, but you don't even know right now that they're unqualified? We work with entrepreneurs and small business owners on a systematic way of building their clientele. Give us a call at 770-281-9090 or visit us on the web at www.simonsayssell.net.
Hi, I'm Calithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Hi, I'm Stacy Mitchell at Self Support Inc. We help establish better relationships by making professional cold calls for your sales and marketing efforts. For more information, contact me, Stacy Mitchell, Self Support Inc., 770-814-8085.
Okay, we're back. Welcome back to Your 1 Minute. I'm your host, George Robbins, and this is the program where you get to call in and let us know all about your business. If you're on Facebook, you can join us at facebook.com/your1minute. And if you want to join our blog talk, you can check us out at blogtalkradio.com/your1minute. What I'd like to do now is welcome one of our guests. She is the host of Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio, and soon-to-be reality TV star, Ms. Kalithia Jenkins. How are you, Kalithia?
Wow, I hope I can live up to that. How are you, George?
I hope you can live up to it, too. We got to put the Real Housewives out of business. We got to get some real, real reality TV, although I watch the Real Housewives anyway.
You know, I'm actually really a shy person in real life.
Sure you are.
Well, thank you for having me on the show today, George. I won't take much of the time, but yeah, over at Build, Grow, and Enjoy, we have a lot that's going on. The message is getting out about how we're promoting the financial literacy and, you know, just how it's contributing to, you know, the economy and people just wanting to be educated of unique ways of getting back on track and just knowing financial literacy as a whole and just understanding it. So that, you know, we don't have a repeat of what, you know, has been going on in the economy for the past few years. So at Build, Grow, and Enjoy, we came up with a program, which is a sweet spot for business owners, because as you know, small businesses are the huge contributor to the economy of creating jobs and also, you know, just generating, the flow of money within the economy. So at Build, Grow, and Enjoy, we just pretty much created a campaign called From the Hustle to the Boardroom, and it's a business forum that pretty much allows, us to identify businesses for venture funding. A lot of these companies cannot walk into, you know, these projects, or people that wanting to be the entrepreneurs and start a business are not able to walk into the bank and get funding. So on the private equity side, a lot of these private investors and funders are actually allowing people to come in with their ideas to pitch and see if it's a great idea for it to be funded and actually allow these projects to be launched. So with that, you know, and me being in, you know, the private equity industry, which I'm about to launch my own firm with a partner, I just want to give others the opportunity to be able to pitch their ideas to me and not only, you know, allow them to get some funding for their business and, you know, let their dream come alive, but also educate them on the financial planning side, the financial advisory, the business sustainability, which is the business coaching to make sure that everything is flowing in the business to ensure that it stays, you know, a business and it doesn't fall under. So we're really excited over at Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Just ready to, you know, get out there and just, you know, have the look at these business ideas, you know, the way they can get in front of the panel. But, you know, yes, we have been approached about a possible reality show and going on the road as a bus tour. We're still working out everything. Nothing's firm just yet, but we have been approached with it. So it is today was a great day at Build, Grow, and Enjoy, because now we really can spread the word and give back and help and really reach out to people like we want to.
Wow, that's huge. That's what? That's a lot right there, man. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, so you have a program where you're talking about giving people the opportunity to speak directly to investors.
Right, right. Speak to the investors, not just the investors, because the main part is about the education part. That's where the financial literacy. You know, there's a lot of businesses out there that don't know how to write a business plan. We're going to have people and experts there, gurus, that's going to break it down and go through and show them, hey, this is what you need to do. This is how you do it. We're going to have people there that, you know, that are business coaches or, you know, people that sit there and can say, hey, you know, maybe if you, you know, stop spending so much in this area and move, you know, that amount over to this side of the business, maybe you'll be a little more profitable. So, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, financial experts that are going to be on the panel. I have, like, wealth strategists there so that as they're making the profit, we can show them how to, you know, invest the money into possibly the market or making their company go public or even just, you know, planning their money out long term as, you know, it's a specialty for what I do to ensure that, you know, they outlive their money. So, I mean, the whole, we're just excited because we're able to just educate and at the same time allow them to possibly get this funding and make their ideas and dreams come alive, which will create jobs and put money back into the economy. So that's the whole point.
Well, that's an excellent point because that's what's needed. And if we had more people like you and your team doing this, we may get this economy rolling, you know, pretty quickly, I think. Let me ask you this. What are going to be, you know, some of the – can anybody get into the program or do you have to have some sort of business background or –
Well, you know, there's a lot of ideas out there. We are still streamlining that. So right now we're just pretty much looking for the projects and the business ideas that just make business sense. Some of the target markets that we are looking into is technology, healthcare products, healthcare itself, real estate, hotel resorts, environmental green, just any business or project that makes sense. You know, we didn't want to be subjective. We wanted to keep it broad because you just never know what an idea can turn out to be. I mean, I'm pretty sure that people were sitting there laughing at the Facebook guys, but look at them today, you know. So we just want to give everybody the opportunity to present their ideas to the board, and then from there we can just kind of streamline it. So anything that makes business sense, maybe have some skin in the game or, just some skin in the game, business, make some business sense and in those areas, then we can just guide them from that area, from that point on.
Oh, that's incredible. Now, I know that you are connected, okay, because – I have seen you have some powerful guests come on to your network lately. Your BillGrowAndEnjoy.com website is exploding with not just people, quality folks who have, like, years of experience in financial institutions. Tell me about some of your guests and how you got connected with so many high-profile individuals.
Well, you know, I've been in the financial industry for the last 15 years, and I will tell you, I am the jack of all trades. I have pretty much worn all hats. So, and I'm the queen of networking. I'm very involved with the community. I will go and volunteer for pretty much anything, especially when it comes to the kids or the elderly. But just, you know, networking and just being in the business, and especially in what I do, you know, you work with a lot of partners. And, I'm a firm believer, you know, you got to give to receive. So I give a lot. And, you know, when I need something, you know, a lot of people I have helped along the way or, you know, have, you know, we have that like mindset, they'll come back and reach back to me. I mean, some of the guests that we got coming on, I mean, I was so, you know, I mean, he sent his apologies, Vaughn Chambers and Tony Gaskin. you know, that was postponed. I'm still working on the schedule with that. We'll have Tony Gaskin coming on probably after the new year. Von Chambers also. I have, like I said, I don't want to say the name yet, but he's a well-known CNN host. I also have just come. I'm getting confirmed two dates by someone that's very well known. I would tell you it's going to be an inspiration on the show coming on in January, about January 19th or 24th. I can tell you that is the owner of about 140 different franchises. I'm talking like, you know, 73 Burger King, 40, you know, the Baskin Robbins, the Pizza Hut. So, I mean, we got some good guests lined up. Until I can get them all confirmed with the scheduling, because they are busy people too. You can also, you know, I usually try to tell the next three guests, so you can always go to the Build, Grow, and Enjoy site and see who the next three upcoming guests are. So that way, until I can get, you know, they are big guru people in the financial industry, you know, it works like that, or just people in the field, period. You know, it takes sometimes to get them on calendar. But you can always go to the Build, Grow, and Enjoy site. And we're trying to streamline where we always just keep the next three guests coming up so that everyone's informed.
Wow, that's powerful stuff, man. I look forward to it. And, you know, from any indication of past shows, of which you can check out at Blog Talk, actually, you can go to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and listen to past shows there, BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Am I right about that?
Right. Yeah. Especially listen to the one for 12/6, because that's the one that's talking about the Hustle to the Boardroom campaign, which is led by Josue Andino. He's my advertising director. So listen to that one, and that'll give you all the details on the program, because I know it's a hot item right now, so everyone can be up and ready to come into this campaign.
I'm ready to get on the bus, the tour bus. let's roll. I'm ready. You know, we'll produce the show on the road, folks. That's fine with me.
Yeah, you know? We're fun. We are fun.
Tell me about Build, Grow, and Enjoy as far as, you know, the website and what you're looking to do with that. I mean, I see that you're doing, like, some charity work now, and I see that you've got some new things that are going up for sale, like advertising. And tell me a little bit what's going on with that.
Well, right now we have the Salvation Army kettle up. We have committed to raising $1,000 for the Ray and Joan Kroc Center for families in need this time of year. So you can directly go on the BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com site and just click the kettle, and it'll take you directly to the site. To the Salvation Army site, and you can donate as little as $5. So that's a great thing. Something else we have on here are the advertisements. Like I said, I'm connected, affiliated with 1570 AM The Light. We have about 70,000 plus listeners that listen in from that radio station when we are on the air. So far, you know, I mean, we're growing rapidly. We're looking at about, so far we're getting about 300, well, last week it was about 300 people for the week that visited the site, and it looks like it's growing now because I'm looking at these stars on here. It was a lot more, but, you know, I'm still trying to figure it out, too. I erased my map, so it would have been a lot more stars on there, but it's amazing how it's filling up so fast again. So, I mean, it's a great site to advertise. We have a huge target audience that's growing really fast, and I'm telling you now, the prices are very reasonable, and before we start, you know, getting this, you know, this reality thing going, or, you know, getting on the bus. So come and advertise. Get your business out there. We're all about helping. We're all about wanting to, you know, let everybody know about the next business. I mean, that's just what my passion is, to help. So you can come right on the site. You can go to the team. If you do decide you want to advertise, you can click to advertise here, or you can go to the advertising director, which is Josue Andino at buildgrowandenjoy.com. You can email him. A lot of things on here. We have other that's going to be up and coming. We have working on something with the Boys and Girls Club, where there's a center that I directly work with that is in need of, you know, some assistance, like activities and just, you know, games and, you know, activities in general in the center for the teenagers. I go there a lot and teach the kids about money management. So we have that up and coming. But, you know, I mean, George, you created this for me. I couldn't do this without you. I mean, I'm just, like, amazed. And I'm getting the feedback, like, this is, like, the best site ever. I had someone that said, do you know I just emailed 210 of my email contacts through the Build, Grow, and Enjoy site? And I was like, say thank you to George. So,
that's,
I mean,
funny.
It is.
Wow,
just...
really? No, it's your vision, though. It's not, I just know how to put the blocks in place. It's your vision.
Right.
You know? And it takes you to work it. I can't do it for you. So, you know, once it's built, you're running the house. And you are doing an amazing job. You got blogs up here. You got featured members up here. I'm scrolling through it. And one of the things that I like about it, the thing I like most, is that I can talk from your website onto my other social networks and not have to leave your website. I can send a message or read a message to all my Facebook folks through your website.
Right.
That's great.
Right. Right.
That's
right.
Crazy.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I'm really excited about, you know, I would love to see you have a very successful program here, because I can see the type of people who are joining are very, you know, movers and shakers, people who are trying to do something.
Right.
Instead of sitting here complaining about what's going on, these are folks who are doing something about what's going on.
Right. Yeah, we're excited.
You have your events up here. I see that you've connected with BCM Federal Grants, Kimberly.
Yes, Kimberly will actually be coming on the show on the 20th. Of December, and she will be speaking about, you know, student scholarship program grants. She's just an awesome girl, very sharp. So we are excited to hear her on the show, and a lot of people, you know, are wanting to hear what she has to say too, you know, because a lot of people are, that's another source of funding besides the private equity side is the grant side. So she's in a good market, you know, in a sweet spot right now too.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, she used to actually accept grants for the federal government. Now
right. She
writes. So
right.
I understand they have 100% closure rate. In other
right.
words, if you apply, they have 100% chance that you can get that.
Right.
So that's,
right.
I guess, I mean, you know, wow.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
money out there. There's, you know, business yeah. out there. So, folks, you know, if you're looking to start your own business, this is the time. There are more people who are laid off, who are looking for something else to do with their life, and they never really thought about going into business. But I can tell you right now that not only are investors interested in business, but people are interested in doing business locally. So, like, if you could come up with something that your area, your state, your region – could use, there's a good chance that there's somebody in that area that wants to use your services. And let's not forget, with the Internet, we are a global society at this point in time. So, you know, with the proper social networking, website development, blogging, email marketing, all of this being so cost-effective, then, you know, there's no reason why you cannot start or even upgrade your own business. Am I right in that assumption, Kalitha?
Yeah, this is the time. I mean, we had the dot-com era, we had the mortgage era, and now it's the small business era, the private equity funding. It's the time, so don't be left out like in the dot-com, because I was. So I'm, like, so in it this time. Yeah, this is the time.
Right. I always say if I had a piece of a cell tower back when they first came out, man, ooh, I'd be with it now, man.
Right.
Well, we're going to take a short break real quick here, and I'm going to pay some more bills. And when we come back, maybe we'll get some questions for Kalithia and her plans and how you can get a, I guess, a cameo in the new reality show. So I'm looking forward to the reality show, man. I hope everything, we're crossing our fingers with that one, because
right,
I think that's
right,
trying to show you why. You really want to see, because it actually does something for the community.
Right.
You know?
That's,
I don't get me wrong, I enjoy good entertainment, but, you know, helping the community can be entertaining, too.
Very.
So I think what we're doing, it, you know, should be blockbuster.
Right. Right, right. Yeah,
Well, we'll be right back. If you guys want to call in and speak with Kalithia or me, or you want to talk about your own business, you can call us at 347-215-8709. Again, that's 347-215-8709. Or you can join us in the live chat at youronminute.com, and in there we're just sitting there sharing URLs, you know, web addresses, and letting each other know about, you know, how we can connect businesses. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We're going to pay a few more of these here bills.
Hi, this is Ron Clark, author of The Essential 55 and subject of the TNT movie The Ron Clark Story. I'm currently starting a school here in Atlanta for 5th through 8th grade students. And through this school, we are going to revitalize education not only in Georgia, but all around the world. It's going to be amazing. To learn more, please visit our website, www.ronclarkacademy.com.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Hi, I'm Michael Wilkinson, the CEO of Leadership Strategies, the facilitation company. We provide training in facilitation skills. We also provide professional facilitators to run strategic planning sessions and issue resolution sessions. You can reach us on the web at www.leadstrat.com or at 1-800-824-2850. If you want masterful meetings, contact Leadership Strategy, the facilitation company.
Hi, this is Al Simon, president of Simon Incorporated. Are you frustrated because you're trying to build a pipeline for business for next quarter and not sure how to go about doing that? Or are you concerned because you seem to be wasting an awful lot of time chasing unqualified prospects, but you don't even know right now that they're unqualified? We work with entrepreneurs and small business owners on a systematic way of building their clientele. Give us a call at 770-281-9090 or visit us on the web at www.simonsayssell.net.
All right, welcome back. We're still here with Kalithia Jenkins on Your 1 Minute, and we're talking about, you know, Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio and some of the other connections we've made. She's going to be, you know, hopefully in a reality show. I saw this awesome looking bus, Kalithia. did you design that bus?
No, I didn't design it. The people that that are working with me, that approached me with the show idea and the bus tour, they actually sent it to their web designers and just gave me back the feedback on how it would look. So it's just everything's in the in the beginning stages, but they love the concept, they love the idea, and I'm just like, wow, this is happening so fast, because, I mean, I just started Bill Grun and Joe Eric in November. November 1st was the first day. So,
yeah, now,
2 months.
That is amazingly fast.
Right.
You know, I've known people, I myself have been trying to get that kind of response. You know what it is? It's your smile, because you've got this banner where you've got this really good-looking smile. That's what, you know, and it is bringing folks in the door. I wish I had that smile, I'll tell you that.
How funny. Yeah, we're excited. We are very excited.
Oh.
What
I really...
I said, what a day, what a day. Another thing I'd like to mention is that if you guys look on the, if everyone look on the Bill Grun and Joy site, you can see a good friend of mine and who is coming on the show on the 12th, Bro Steve, Brother Steven Harris. He's on about 65 radio stations. He has a TV show that's coming out. He is actually coming on the 12th to do an appreciation show because he's, everyone know about Bill Grun and Joy, and he knows the importance of what we are trying to do as a team. So he will be on, and he's going to be giving away giveaways, trips, you know, money probably. I don't know, but he's going to be giving tons of giveaways. I mean, this guy has like 20 million plus listeners, so I wanted
wow.
to definitely say that. And you know, he has a book that's out. He has a huge audience that you can see on the Build, Grow, and Enjoy site also that you can just click on and it takes you directly to his site. It just came out. He had actually offered me to be in the book, but due to timing and, you know, compliance and stuff, I couldn't get into this issue. So hopefully in the future I would be in his next issues that he have out. That's something that we're working on together, but I did want to highlight that he is going to be coming on the show on the 12th, and it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of giveaways, and we are going to be crazy busy once he gets on, too. So
wow, he's got an awesome website.
Yeah.
Got a lot going on his website.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Yeah, he has a lot going on. He's a very, very popular radio host out in Los Angeles. So,
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another thing I see on your website is a link that says Get Discovered, and that goes back to ENTV, which stands for the Independent Artist Network.
Right.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
If you have any sort of talent, musical, you have a music video, or if you have a YouTube band, you know, video or something, and you want it to get seen by industry leaders, producers, directors, A&R reps, that's the place to go. That's a Facebook fan page. And you can go to Bill Grow and Enjoy, and there's a big old banner sitting right there.
Awesome. Right.
And then underneath that, you know, HomeWise Solutions, I was there all day today, and we had a seminar on how to use social networking for real estate. And I was one of the speakers, and it was very interesting. Some of the questions that I was getting were very interesting as far as, you know, how the real estate market really has not tapped into the Facebook yet, into the whole social networking thing. And I showed them a few tools like Marketplace and, you know, some other applications that Facebook has in place now to help them. And I got a lot of eye-opening responses. But you know, one of the things in my talk today, I talked about some of the stats that, you know, in my research for this talk I came across. Did you know that 70% of Facebook users are outside of the United States? That's a big number of people who are international users of an American company. whereas it's the opposite in everything else. That should give you an idea of intellectual property and what the value is of what America has always been about. Thinking. We think outside the box. We make stuff, and the rest of the world loves it. They use it. We're always slow to the mark. And I think that what we're doing here with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, and all of that, and what Calithia is doing is going to get us caught up quickly. Because you can see the response she's gotten from what you know she's done already. In just a few short months of some dedicated work, she's gotten herself a reality show offer already. That's amazing growth. So, you know, and other stats that came up were, you know, the amount of people who at any given moment of the day, there's over 250 million active users on Facebook. And in YouTube, we watch an average of 54.8 videos a week, each of us. These are huge numbers of people who are using the Internet. And 70% of the folks who are on a social network are using it on their cell phone. They're mobile. They're out there rolling around doing what they're doing and still managing to market and connect and network and connect. So I'm really excited about where we are. And you know, it can only go up from where we are. I mean, you know, really, right, Calithia? Yeah, I mean, I hope we hit bottom. I hope we don't go any down.
Wow, it's just overwhelming. I'm just like, wow, I'm speechless.
I mean, it's pretty bad.
It works.
You know?
It works. I mean, hey, it works.
Let me ask you a question, you know, this is something that I wanted to throw out there, and maybe it might spark some ideas. What are they going to do with all this empty commercial property?
With the what?
Empty commercial property. What are we going to do with all of it?
Well, you know, it's funny that you asked that because I was just speaking with some I'm about to have a meeting and just was told to reach out to some commissioners out here in the city of Atlanta. But what they're doing is they're creating a lot of programs to kind of reform the communities to make it more affordable for people that's in these times that have pretty much lost everything. So I can say that they're restructuring and trying to do reform it to where, you know, people can be able to afford it to open up businesses and, you know, generate the money back into the economy because it's not just the commercial properties. I mean, I saw a home. I was driving around a neighborhood, and, I mean, they had literally the for sale sign on the house spray painted.
Dang, they can't even afford the sign.
Right, and I mean, it's a beautiful house once you refurbish it, but, you know, that's what I see a lot that's going on in the Atlanta community where they're just trying to rebuild these communities. I mean, it's not just that. These builders went under also. All these, you know, empty homes, that beautiful homes that they built. But, you know, on Monday, I will have Omar Jarrett on the show. And he specializes in that, modifications, the foreclosures, and he's going to be talking a lot about that. So I hope everyone can tune in, you know, and hear that because there's big opportunity to get yourself back into the real estate market right now, especially in Atlanta.
Wow, I am definitely going to tune in on that one. And as I said, I was at HomeWiseSolutions.com today, and they are a company that works with builders and buyers, and sort of like your program in a way. I mean, like, you may have a good job or you just don't have the credit or maybe you don't have the down payment, then they put you through their lease purchase program. And
right.
What they do is They build your credit up, you know, through various programs that they have. You know, you work directly with HomeWise, and at the end of the term, you not only is your credit restored, but you can purchase the house that you're in already at a better rate. You know, simply because, and they continue to work with you afterwards if you so are inclined. You know,
right.
To make sure that things are running off, because really it is difficult to manage a house and work and take care of the kids. And now more of us are taking care of their parents and you know, trying to find work if you're out of work and all that. So you do sometimes you do need an organizational or structural assistance in you know, just managing.
Right.
Your credit may not have gotten bad because something happened to you. It could have been just you didn't have time to manage it correctly or not even the knowledge as to how to manage it correctly. So
right.
HomeWise Solutions does that, and I know that you two have connected, so hopefully we'll get them on your show. They also produce a Blog Talk Radio show.
Right.
We'll tune into that, and hopefully we'll have a whole network of helpful programs that can get you back up and running.
Right. That's what it's about. I mean, everyone's, you know, the market's turning a little bit where the jobs are being, you know, created and people are getting back to work. Like I said, a lot of people have lost a lot, so there are a lot of people are starting over. And, you know, it's about just, you know, helping to get back on track. And then when you do get back on track, to know how to do it right this time and be prepared if something like this ever happens again.
Well, let's hope it doesn't happen again. We know at least not in this lifetime. I hope not. I mean, you know, that my mother still remembers the Great Depression. You know, so that's at least twice.
Right.
She says it's not as bad as it was then because people really were in bread lines and whatnot. But you know, I know people who have lost a ton, and they're not none happy about it. So hopefully we won't ever be there again. Now, are you going to be doing any video on your site? Like, you know, as far as your own.
I'm wanting to do that. I actually am thinking, I mean, I'm trying to streamline it right now. I'm just like so much stuff is just hitting me with a ton of bricks and trying to streamline the show. But yes, I would love to get video on the site, especially if we do, you know, everything goes well with this reality show. I would like for the video to come in and be just like, you know, the American Idol with, you know, The Apprentice, you know, it's like the American Idol when they're in the lobby and, you know, they're talking to the people. I would love for the video to be there to get people's reaction, you know, and, you know, that's what the whole, what we want it to be. Not only do we want it to be just, you know, oh, it's all about business, you know, we are a fun group. So it's like, you know, the American Idol with the Apprentice and the Shark Tank all in one. So I would love for the video to capture the moment of these business entrepreneurs and being chosen to be going to the next step to, you know, let their idea be discovered. So, yes, I am thinking of that. I'm actually wanting to do it. As if all goes planned, that is something that I will definitely be doing next.
Well, you know, I have a few ideas of my own. Do you think I might be able to cut in line, maybe get a little preferential treatment?
I don't even have nobody else but you, George. And if anyone came to me, I'm like, that position's already taken.
Oh, no. You know, I was actually talking about some other ideas. Like, for example, I have some green ideas, some solar panel type stuff.
Oh,
some,
okay.
Yeah, I have other ideas. Oh, I'm not one level, dear. I got to have multi-levels on me, man. Because, you know, can't have one frying pan burning. You got to have a couple.
Right.
You know, many pans in the fire, right? So, I'm looking for funding too, yo. I'm going to get in line. Don't anybody jump me, man. I'll be mad.
So you're going to be on the bus.
Right?
You're going to be on the bus.
You know, millionaire, you get to, hey, welcome, Billy. Welcome to the show. Okay, your first question. Oh, that's the end of the day show. Well, I mean, that's where I'll be. That's if you cry, I'm bad. But I look forward to it. Yeah, and I can totally see where you're going with this because that's what's needed. You know, another thing that we need, I believe, and one of the things that I produce is called whatsuptelevision.com. Now, that's a TV guide to independent social television networks, television stations. People like Calithia and Visionary People, they produce their own television and radio programming. But what's missing is a good guide, you know, a guide that says, hey, did you know that Calithia is on? And this is an independent guide, okay, that's showing you, you know, some good quality programming. So, you know, when you look at that, you say to yourself, there are so many people out there with so many great ideas and stories and ways to be out there. You just need a platform. So that's what What's Up Television is all about, and I have some ideas for that as well, as a business and helping other businesses, which is kind of like what you're doing. You know, you go out and you find the right ideas, you expose them to the funding, you expose them to marketing, you guide them, you nurture them. It's almost like an incubator for their business. And you watch their success, and you get to go to heaven afterward for it.
Right.
Hopefully you get to, you know. Right. It depends on that bus etiquette. You got to be careful. If you get on the bus, watch that.
How funny.
Anyways, well, I guess the point that I'm getting to is that it's up to you folks. It's in your mind. And as Americans, this is when we work our best. We go out there and we use our minds to create new things. And those new things always spring huge innovation. I think back to when Bill Gates first started off and Steve Jobs and Wozniak, these guys were in their garages. You look at it, the new Facebook generation, these guys were college students. They're billionaires. The owner of Facebook is 26 years old. He's not even 30 years old yet. He's already a multi-billionaire, almost $6 billion in net worth. So when you think about not so much the wealth that they obtained, but the passion that they still have for their idea. They're still working every day just as hard on their idea as they were when they had no money, no food, and was eating macaroni and cheese. You know, so if you have an idea out there for a business, or you have a business and you need some assistance getting it to the next level, then let me suggest that you contact Ms. Calithia Jenkins and her new project, From the Hustle to the Boardroom. And you talk to her folks over at BillGrowAndEnjoyRadio.com and get your – actually, it's just BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, I apologize. And listen to some shows over there and – you know, contact her. It's very easy. Once you become a member of her network, all you got to do is if you see her face or her name or anything, just click on it and say hello. And Calithia will be more than happy to direct you to your success. Is that all right, Calithia?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me, hon. Well, we're almost out of time, folks, and I just want to thank Kalithia for joining us here on Your 1 Minute, and we sure hope you come back. I know you've been here before, but we always enjoy having you with us.
And I enjoy coming.
All right. Well, if you guys want to know more about Kalithia again, please visit her at buildgrowandenjoy.com. All right. Thank you, Kalithia. And we're going to go ahead and, you know, close this show out. I just want to bring a few things to your attention. You can go to your1minute.com and build your own business profile page there. You can put your resume. You can put your business products and services. And what's good about your1minute.com is that when you say something in your 1 minute, it goes across our Facebook, our LinkedIn, our Twitter, our WordPress, our blogs, our friends' blogs, everything, several channels, WhatsApp, television. You become globally exploded across the net with just one post in your1minute.com. Also, you can join us on Your 1 Minute with on Facebook, which is facebook.com/Your 1 Minute. And if you also are interested in knowing more about What's Up Television, you can also join us on Facebook, which is facebook.com/What's Up Television. That's facebook.com/What's Up Television. We're also on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Your 1 Minute, and so many other things. If you really want to know about Your 1 Minute, type it in to Google, and you'll see all of our stuff come up. Nobody gets a chance to be on the page. That's how much stuff we've got. So if you're interested, join us. Bring your friends. Tell everybody about us. We're here every Thursday night at 9 o'clock, and we go from 9 till 10. So make sure that you join us. You can always call in at 347-215-8709, and you can also listen to our archive shows. You can do that at Your 1 Minute, or you can go over to Bill Grow and Enjoy Radio over to Kalithia, and they have all of our programs there archived as well. Want to send a shout-out to Elizabeth Wright over at Networking Works and Tatiana Ladd Thomas over there at Mike's Ad Shop. And I also want to send a shout-out to her husband, Damon, over at Bold and Spicy News. You may be seeing some of those pop up in our post. And they're really helping us get the word out, and we greatly appreciate it. Also want to send a shout-out and say thank you to everybody over there at HomeWise today. They actually got together and had a seminar today on how to use social networking and the Internet with Realty, and it was very interesting. You can check them out at HomeWiseSolutions.com. And there they have a community as well. You can join by just clicking on the community page. They also have a Facebook, which is facebook.com/HomeWise Solutions. Also, you can find Bill Grow and Enjoy on Facebook, which is facebook.com/Bill Grow and Enjoy. All right. Well, we appreciate everybody joining us. Next week, we're going to talk more about social networking television. And we'll have some guests on that actually produce their own television programs. And we're going to talk about why it's important to pay attention to a new issue that's coming online about the Internet, and it's called net neutrality. You might want to check that out. It's very important to the freedom of speech over the Internet, and also very important as to what you get to see on the Internet, some new laws and some new things happening from Internet service providers that we will need to watch very closely. It's called net neutrality. You can type that in Google and read up about it. And join us next week for another exciting episode of Your 1 Minute. Put your 2 cents in on that. All right. I thank you all for joining us, and we hope to see you again next week at 9 o'clock. And we hope you have a prosperous and exciting week. We know we will, and hopefully we'll be back next week with all your success stories. I want to say thank you to Kalithia one more time. Thank you, Kalithia. We appreciate you. We'll see you next time, y'all.